Good morning, everyone. It's the 28th of March, 2018, Wednesday morning, and I'm glad to know that God is sovereign over all people and all things and all events. It gives us great comfort in knowing that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. He cannot be circumvented. He is not beholden to His creation. And He has done all things well. We're reading in the 39th Psalm to the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a Psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spake with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct me for iniquity, thou makest his beauty consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am stronger with thee. I'm a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. David had the proper understanding of the human being in contrast to God Almighty. He had a right understanding. Today, those want to speak of self-esteem and self-actualization and self-confidence and self-determination. While David says, make me to know mine end and how frail I am. David says, every man walks in a vain show. And we have to realize that we are the potter, he's the clay. There's nothing in our flesh that anything dwells that is good. Psalm 40, as we continue reading, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. You know, I posted and sent out to y'all last night, Jay Sekulow, who was the attorney on the case of Phillips versus the state of Missouri, representing myself, for being terminated from the state of Missouri as a social worker for refusing to place foster children with homosexuals and licensing homosexuals as foster parents. You know, he is in a false doctrine. He is in the free will doctrine. He has a rock band, and he is a Zionist. And I'm just thinking about the reality of how I'm sure Jay Sekulow believes that he's doing God's service, all of his good works, you know. Thing of it is, only God can put a new song in our mouths. Even praise unto the God, many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, deliver me, O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, my God. God is our only hope, our only help, our only salvation. And anyway, this is the captivating thought in Psalm 40, withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. That should be our prayer this morning. God bless.